Welcome and thank you for joining us. At Worship Harvest, we believe that we are a movement of the gospel, discipleship, and mission. And we are committed to catalyzing spiritual, social, and economic renewal in our immediate communities. And as a result, the world. Here is this week's teaching.
Pastor Ari is in the house. Now sit down, I'm going to tell you one more thing, then I will start the sermon. Huh? The other day I was being accused of different things, so let me tell you one thing. In this church, myself, my wife, the pastors, the elders, the members, we all follow the Bible. And in this church, we believe that marriage is between one man and one woman for life. And anything outside that arrangement is not consistent with Scripture and is therefore not consistent with the will of God. That's what we believe. That's what we preach. That's what we practice. Understood. That said, some people, like the man who was going from Jerusalem to Jericho, can fall among robbers and they get into an accident. Okay? Now, when you find someone who has got an accident, it is pointless to try and say, since the accident didn't kill them and they are still writhing in pain, let me finish them off. So you're going to find those who, for whatever reason, the arrangement of being married for life has not worked. I've met people whose spouse just chucked them. They said, I don't want to be married to you anymore. You see, when it hasn't happened to you, you think it's an easy thing. You can judge. So there are those complications which are dealt with pastorally. Am I making sense? Yeah, there's no policy, what they are dealt with pastorally. But the ideal situation is once you fall in love, you don't fall out. You only fall out on your way to heaven, I've finished. Amen. My point of the message. Today we celebrate Easter. And we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. That's why we are singing "Risen, He's Risen." But here is a point. Here is the big point, which many Christians miss. Because you know, when you're in church, and your parents are Christians, you can end up just being a religious person. You just go to church to tick the box. You think God will be ticked if you don't go. And so you end up not having a joyful relationship with the Lord. And it's born out of a lack of knowledge. So, here is a very important thing about Easter that I want to introduce to you. In fact, I can almost guarantee this is the message that no one is preaching anywhere in the church today on Easter Day. The one I'm about to preach to you. Oh yeah. You go and check all the YouTube videos of all the other preachers you follow, even though I'm here. Busted. Here is what they are not preaching about, which I'm going to tell you. Can I tell you what I'm... The guys that side don't want to hear what I'm going to preach. So I'm going to Chireka to tell them the message. The ones upstairs don't want the message. Okay, sit down. I'll tell you. When, listen, This is one point. When Christ was raised from the dead, we were raised with him. So when you're celebrating the resurrection on Easter, it's not only the resurrection of Jesus you're celebrating. Guess whose other resurrection you're celebrating? Yours. Oh yes. We have ulterior motives in this Easter thing. We have selfish. What's the word? Lawyers, help. Interests. Yeah, we have selfish interests. This whole Easter thing, don't think. Okay, yes, we are here. Yes, Christ is risen. What? But also, we have interests in it. Because we too were raised when Christ was raised. That is an amazing truth. It changes everything. Now, look at Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. Let's start at verse 18 to 23. If we make it through that, we might look at another portion. But let's start there. 1, 2, 3. The eyes of your being enlightened that you may know. In other words, you can be a Christian and you don't know. Because the eyes of your understanding have not been enlightened. Yeah, those are the people who walk around with a defeatist attitude and mindset because they don't know what God did when he gave us Jesus. There is nothing like a Christian who is doing badly. That's an oxymoron. It's like saying a billionaire who is poor. Ah, you see? The church is silent. But let me introduce you to a poor billionaire. Let me introduce you to a defeated Christian. Like a poor billionaire. Or a what? Huh? I don't even know. You see, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Because, anyway. The eyes of the understanding being what enlightened that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Are you reading? And what is exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe according working of his mighty power. The thing is for knowing. It's there, but you may not know the hope of his calling. The riches of his inheritance in the saints. And, look here, the exceeding greatness of his power. Toward who? Who do I? Who believe? Did you know that? God's power toward you who believe is excessively great. And all you ever needed to do is believe. Believe. Yeah. Most of what people have failed to do in church is believe. But those people, they are not here. You are a believer. You believe what I'm telling you. You know, God can be trusted. God can be trusted. Now, by this, all the things I'm saying, I don't mean that you will never have any challenges. No. Challenges, Jesus promised them. And moreover, many, he said, you will have many troubles. Hey, Jesus. At least you could have said few. Many troubles. And he said, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. Do you know why you're here today in church? Because even though you live in Chaliwajala, Ochimbeja, Ochireka, Ochirundambata, Ochitukutwe, Ochisasi, Ochijabijo, Chiwologoma, Chira. You overcame the transport challenge between where you live and here. So you can't be there and say, oh my God, I don't live at Nalia. How will I ever attend garage? I don't live on the building. No, there is a gap, but you always bridge the gap. That's why you have a car, or you have a border guy, or you have, I don't know, sneakers. Those from Nalia Zone. Are we understanding? So don't misinterpret the presence of challenges to mean the presence of defeat. No, it's not the same thing. Let's go back to where we were. According to the working of... exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe. According to the working of his mighty power. Now we are getting into good territory. What a territory. Next verse. Which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. I'm going to make this point, but let me first show you a couple of verses. What I want you to believe for now, before I show you, is this whole operation that God did of raising Christ from the dead. Christ. He is the head. And we are the what? The body. Now, when God was raising from the dead, spiritually speaking, he did not resurrect only the head. That's why he says he gave him to be head over all things. Give me the verse I'm quoting right now. Yeah, over all things to the church, which is his body, who fills all in all. He didn't raise the head, leaving the body dead. I'm going to come back to this scripture because I can see that some people's eyes are like saucers, and so I need to first fix that issue. And then I'll come back and show you what happened there. Is that okay? Now, if you go to Ephesians 2, verse 4 to 7, remember this is the same letter. He clarifies, but God, who is what? Rich in mercy. Are you there? Because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses. When we were what? What is the next statement? Made us alive. Is that future? Is that future or past? Made us alive. We were dead. He made. When you find a dead person and you make them alive, what is that called in English? Resurrection. When he said, "You are life in us." Okay. Everything can take the place. Oh, wow. What kind of life are we talking about? We are not talking about this life bios, the one of the heart beats, the blood flows, and the liver works. Look, even non-believers have that life. So that's not the one we are talking about. We are talking about eternal life. The life of God in a person that makes them dangerously unreasonable in matters of this world, outrageously courageous, insanely wealthy, and just, they don't care about, I don't know, economy, what, nothing, because we are operating from a completely different place. You brought yourselves. So even when we are dead in trespasses, he made us alive together, head and body. By grace you have been saved. And did what? Raised us up together, head and body. Made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, head and body. Next verse. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. I'm saying a defeated Christian is an oxymoron. It's like a poor billionaire. Or a powerless president. Or a voiceless singer. Or an amputated footballer. Or am I making sense? Together. Now I'm going to take to reverse a little bit. Huh? Then we'll move forward after. Woo! Where is Pastor Talent? Oh, he went to Chanja. He went. No, I'm not looking for someone to do. Pastor Quaker, come. First, move this podium back. Then bring a chair. Put it here. Okay, pretend to be dead. Down on the carpet. Not like that. Just lie down, okay. In an organized way. This is too much. Ephesians 1. Oh God. We should have rehearsed this. This is not going according to plan. So exceeding greatness of his power toward us. I need something to step on. No. Something that can be step. No. Something shorter, like a book, but not a Bible. A book, a bag. No. Don't worry. Give me that thing there. Katemba mkanisa. Exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from raised him from the dead. And seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Are you following? Next verse. Quality and power and dominion and might and every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet. So now this, you know, relax, step. This here is all the principalities and powers. Go back to verse 22. Principality, power, might, dominion, every name that is named. Not only in this age, but also in it. He, Christ, remember Christ is the head. He is far above. This, the devil is here. Christ is here. Next verse. And gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness who fills all in all. Now, in other words, in the ranking of things, Christ is here, the church is here, the devil is here. Now, it means that even if for whatever reason you think you are the soul of the foot in the body of Christ, you say, the body of Christ is big, Zendia no one see. You're still above the devil. That's why it says, behold, I give you authority or power to trample, to trample, give me that verse. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Why do you think he uses the term to trample? Because you can only trample on that which is below your feet. He doesn't say to slap the devil or to box. Because if you are boxing and slapping, means he's at the same level. It's a fight. It's not a fight. Your fight is not even with the devil. Your fight is a fight of faith. That's why he says, fight the good fight of faith. Your fight is a fight to believe your real position, which is far above all those little sicknesses that have been trying to disturb you. And addictions and, I don't know, troubles, whatever. Whatever report. You are far above. Is it making sense now? So as we talk about resurrection, and as we talk about the resurrection of Christ, don't completely miss the point of the fact that we were raised with him. You know, you are a spirit, you possess a soul, and you live in a body. Your spirit will never die. The moment you got born again, your spirit came alive in Christ. As I say, who is joined to the Lord? 1 Corinthians 16, 6. 6, 17. He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. One, without separation. One spirit with him. Your spirit and the Spirit of the Lord are not two independent entities. That's why when you're praying for anything, let's say healing, provision, it's not coming from heaven to you. It's coming from your spirit into your reality, your experiential reality. Does it make sense? That's why Jesus wouldn't go around saying, Lord, come and heal this person. He would just say, rise up and be healed. Because he's taking the virtue of God that's on the inside of him and simply passing it on to the person who needs it. When they were on the boat and there was a storm, he just said, "Peace, be still." He took that which was inside and imparted it on the lake. So when you go to office on Tuesday and there are all sorts of fights, plots, unbelief, your role is to take what is on the inside of you and bring it into the office. Love. Because in many office spaces there is no love. Everyone is trying to outwit the other. Until they meet you, then they realize you are not competing. Because you are not at their level. There is no point in you trying to compete with Usain Bolt in a 100 meter dash. There is no competition. He's not at your level. I don't know if I'm saying anything that's helping people. There is no point in competing with your workmates. You are not at their level. You have an inheritance. They don't. They have to work for everything. So that's how you show up and start giving them some of your salary. Because everyone is trying to get higher so that they get more money. Then you say, money is money you want, right? Here is some. Here is some. Because you have an inheritance. That's how church begins on Monday. You cannot bless people you're competing with. You cannot bless people you're competing with. You can't compete and bless at the same time. God is not competing with you. That's why he can bless you. You are far above the systems of this world. The quarrels. The plots. The schemes. You are far above. You are an advantage to every person in your life. Yeah. Every person. You are an advantage to them. Because you are connected to an endless supply of things. You see, Christopher Lawton said something important. He said that most Christians live their lives from earth to heaven, which is wrong. We should be living our lives from heaven towards earth. Why? We are far above. Yeah. And your fight is a fight of faith to believe it and to live it out. To believe it and to live it. To say, I'm a blessed person. I'm going to bless my family members, my workmates, my neighbors, because I'm far above. Now, with that understanding, let's go back to Ephesians 2. Wow, quietness, Presbyterian Church members, you're welcome. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which God is rich in mercy. Do you know when you need mercy? When you've done something wrong. You'll never need mercy if you do everything right. When you've done something wrong, you need mercy. And God is not broke in mercy. He is rich in mercy. And he says, why is he rich in mercy? Because of his great love with which he loved us. That's why I am the most loved person in the world. I don't know about you, but I can tell you without any fear of contradiction that you're listening to and looking at the most loved individual in the world. Yeah. Like, God doesn't sleep, but imagine if he was sleeping. He woke up this morning trying to think, what am I going to do for Abmo today? Yeah. And by evening, he will have figured it out. Then tomorrow, when I wake up, he will be like, what am I going to do for Abmo today? Give me that verse. Blessed be the Lord God, who daily loads us with us. The God of our salvation, who daily loads us with benefits. Selah. Ah. Blessed be the Lord who... You see? How many times does the Lord... The God of what?
Our salvation.
Now, if I give you this pen, is it a Lord? Is it a Lord? It's little. It's featherweight. So when you say he loads us with benefits. No, hold. It's. Oh, the drama is here. Daily. It's a fight of faith. So then Satan introduces pain into your knee. So all you're thinking about is the pain and not the benefits. Then Satan introduces a headache into your head and all you're focused on is the headache. You've completely forgotten about the benefits. Then Satan introduces a quarrel between you and your spouse and all you're thinking about is the quarrel. You forget the benefits. He's the king of distractions. Blessed be the Lord who. Hey! You people, we are going to eat life with a big spoon. I don't know about you. Yeah, I don't know about you. Yeah, but this business of just, we are barely making it ministries. No. Far from you, far from us, far from me. Daily. Look, at the very worst, you have all these brothers and sisters. What? That's a benefit in itself. You know, there are people who are there looking at their phone wishing someone can send them a message. We are telling you, switch off WhatsApp and pray. Because you're just... messages the whole time. Other people, there's no one to text them. That's why they're on those WhatsApp groups of P5 when they are 45. Who is that? Are you the one? Keep sitting, Jesus. No, we were back in Ephesians 2. But God was rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us. Even when we are dead. You saw him here? Yeah? Dead in trespasses. Made us alive together with Christ. We are the body. He's the head. The head cannot sit without the body. Some young men went for ministry at the hospital. So they asked them, what's the plan? How are you going to go about it? They said, no. Don't worry. We will start at the mortuary. And then work our way towards the other wards. Now, if you ever go for dead raising ministry, make sure you do the whole thing. Don't raise only the head and leave the body dead. You're going to scare the people. Raise us up. Made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Next. Raised us up together. Made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Yeah. Made us. Past tense. I told you you're a spirit. You live in a soul. You possess a soul. You live in a body. The resurrection is threefold. Because some of you are like, seated in the heavenly places. I'm on a plastic chair in Nalia. How? It's Hannah Nayoga who used to always remind us that we are seated in heavenly places. Because she would always add on her name, Hannah Nayoga, SHP. SHP. So you can adopt that as one of your, you know, those, you know, sometimes when your life, they don't add anything after your names. It can be, yeah, because I can say so-and-so PhD, DSO, MHCB, what. Now you can add SHP, seated in heavenly places. Oh, I was telling you threefold. One, the first resurrection is that the day you accepted Christ, your spirit was raised in him. In fact, your spirit was raised the day Christ was raised, but it's just that you hadn't got on the bus. You sort of received that resurrection when you came to Christ. Then the next one is the day you die, okay, sleep. In faith we say sleep, we don't say die. The day you sleep, at a ripe old age, Abraham was old, well advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So this is your promise, to be old, well advanced in age, and blessed in all things. There is a lie that if you have money, you have to have sorrow. No. But the rich also cry. The poor don't cry. Lies. So, one, spirit, when you come to Christ. When you sleep, the day you sleep, your soul will be resurrected. That's why the thief on the cross, Jesus told him, tonight, today you'll be with me in paradise. That's his soul. And then when Christ comes back, Bible says we shall be caught up. That's the body. So the day you sleep and they are burying you in some village, it will be only the body they are laying down. Your spirit is already in heaven.
Right now.
Hebrews 12. You have come. You have come. You have come. You have come. Mercy, Lord. Around verse 13, you have not come to the mountain that burned. Okay, 22. But you have come to, read, to Mount Zion, to the city of, it says you have come, not you will go. You have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven. Tell your neighbor, I'm already registered in heaven. Stop threatening me with those WhatsApp forwards of, are you going to heaven? Are you going to heaven? I'm already registered. Say if you send this to 5 people, you'll go to heaven. Where is that in the Bible? I'm already registered, so don't threaten me with see man, what prophet, so what in wherever, and if you don't send this to 14 people. That's not how to preach the gospel. It's just idol Christianity. Registered in heaven to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men, man. That's where, yeah, you've come. And the day you sleep, your soul, sweet. And then the day Christ comes, a new body. It will not be the current one which doesn't have a six pack. It will be mama. Hey! It won't be the current one which has disturbed you, doctors, what? No. What a message. I told you I have one point. Colossians 3:1-2. And then Colossians 2:12-15, and I close. Hey, yeah, I actually need to close. Colossians 3:1-2. If then, are you there? If then you were what? Is that future? Where? Yeah, and depending on which school you went to, where? If then you were raised with Christ, because you're the body, he's the head. The head does not sit without a body in the heavenly places. Say, sit those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Why? Because you are also sitting at the right hand of God with Christ. He's telling the body to obey the head. Can you imagine if your body starts doing the things that the head is not doing? There is a term for it which I will not mention. So, seek the things which are above. Sit at the right hand of God. Verse 2, set your mind on the things above, not things on the earth. Jesus, you can go and sit. Take your chair with you. Have you understood? Are you glad? Colossians 2:12-15 as we close. Buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him. How? Having forgiven you all trespasses. What? Wow. How, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Wow. Buried with him in baptism. That's what he says in Romans 6 as well. So when he died, give me 2 Corinthians 5, is it 14? For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. But we just didn't die with him. We are also raised. We died with him. We were raised with him. And he couldn't do that without forgiving us. Because he knew that these people here, they are going to fall in many accidents along the way from Jerusalem to Jericho. But he forgave us. And he gave us new life. That's why we rejoice. Give me Romans 5:1-2. I'm closing. Stand up, stand up. You need to read Romans 5:2 while standing. Romans 5:1-2, please. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Grace is what God does, forgiving us, loving us. Faith is our positive response to what God has done by grace. And you know what happens when you do that? We rejoice in hope. You can tell people who have met Jesus by their joy levels. In spite of what happens in life. John Wesley was on a ship coming from America back to England. He was a religious man. He went to America to do ministry. He had been preaching. Because he was raised in the Church of England. He was a priest. He was a reverend minister. The Reverend John Wesley is on a ship. And a storm came and the ship was bouncing up and down. And everyone was fearful for their lives. And there was a group of guys called Moravians who were totally unbothered and unmoved, just rejoicing in the middle of the storm. And he said, "Don't you fear death?" And they said, "No, we don't fear death." Now, they also had children, and the children were also rejoicing. He said, "Don't your children fear death?" He said, "No, our children don't fear death." This is the reverend minister talking to ordinary people who were not ordained. I said, what is it? He said, "We know the Lord. We are friends of Jesus. We know that even if this ship sank right now, in an instant, we'll be with him in paradise." But the reverend minister was not sure. So it can be, you've been going to church a long time, but you know the Lord. Do you rejoice in hope? Amen. That's the essence of Easter. That we don't just celebrate Christ because he was risen, but that we were raised with him. And that we are seated with him in the heavenly places. And he wants you to know him today. I'm just going to ask everyone to pray. Just spend a moment in prayer. Just bow your heads and pray. And as we are praying, if you're saying, "Pastor, I don't know the Lord like that. I want to know him that way. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to pray with you." Wherever you are, just put your hand up, whether in this room or somewhere in all of our other locations. Just put your hand up if you want to receive Jesus, to know him like this. Put it up straight until I see it. Just don't be ashamed. This is a free space. This is Easter. This is resurrection. I see a hand up there. I see hands up there in the gallery and down here. The people, just come. Just come here. Let me pray with you. Just come. I want to shake your hands. Let's celebrate as they come. And the rest of us, keep praying in the spirit and keep rejoicing in the fact that we were raised with him. Come, come. Walk with them. Don't let them come alone. Welcome. God bless you, sir. God bless you, my sister. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Oh, don't stop rejoicing. God bless you. God bless you, my brother. Yes, people are coming to life. People are being raised with Christ on this Resurrection Sunday. It can go down in history that you were raised with him. God bless you, my sister. Can I shake your hand? God bless you, my brother. God bless you. Wow. Hey, coming. Don't let anyone stop you. Just start walking. Walk and come. Come and receive the free gift. God bless you. You can know him. He wants to know you. Oh, yes. God bless you. Keep coming. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Keep coming. Are there more people? You can do the work of an evangelist by asking your neighbor if they would like you to come with them. And then you come with them. Don't let them come alone. In this church, we support Liverpool during the altar call. Only during the altar call. And we say you'll never walk alone. I have some powerful people here. They missed you. Instead of children's church, they decided they want to receive Jesus in adult church. God bless you, my sister. Anyone else? Keep coming. Oh, you guys, your rejoicing is not... Your celebration is not commensurate with what the Lord is doing. Salvation is a free gift. You don't need to pay for it. You just receive it and enjoy it and walk with God. He will hold your hand through the issues of life. Amen. Amen. Ah, what a blessing. I want you to... Do we have anyone else coming? Ah, rejoice, rejoice. Come with him all the way, all the way, all the way. Anyone else, come. Okay. We've stopped being in a hurry. Just come. From upstairs, downstairs, come. God bless you. Come, come, receive Jesus. Come, receive eternal life. Jesus is calling you. He's beckoning you. He's stretching out his arm and saying, come, 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 come. Keep coming. Let's celebrate these young people as they come. Oh, yes, life. Woo! Thank you. God bless you. Worship team, come out here. You're going to sing life as we close. Life. God bless you. 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 Your life will never be the same. Amen. Anyone else? Wow, what a mighty resurrection. Hey. Every time I want to pray, I feel like there might be one more person that the Lord is calling on this Easter day to be raised with him. Yes. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. You can come. Don't let anything hinder you. Don't let anything stop you. This is your day of salvation. This is your day of salvation. God bless you, my brother. This is the day of salvation. Yay! Woo! Those of you who went to the village, you don't know what you're missing here. My goodness. Anybody else? Okay. Let's pray. Just put your hand in your chest and pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
today,
I thank you.
Because when you died, you died for me.
Because when you died, you died for me.
And when you were raised, you were raised for me.
And when you were raised, you were raised.
And I believe
that I was
raised with you.
That I was raised with you.
Thank you for eternal life.
Thank you for eternal
forgive
life.
Me my past.
Forgive me my
and
past.
Give me a future.
And give me a future.
With you.
With you.
Full of possibilities.
Full of possibilities.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
That I may serve you.
That I may serve
all my days.
All my days.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen. Let's celebrate this wonderful. I want you to follow this brother here. You're going right here, just here by those windows. We want to write your names. We want to pray for you by name. We want to follow you up. Is that okay? Just go with, just here, very briefly. Let's celebrate, guys. Let's celebrate with them. Oh, yes. Amen. What a blessing. Mama, mama, mama. Such a good service. Thank you, pastors, for going with them. This is how I want us to close the service. Let's just sing life. And that's all. Is that okay? You're blessed. So you're going to prophesy the closing prayer to yourself in the words of this song. Let's go.
Thank you for listening to this teaching. We hope that you've been blessed by the Worship Harvest Sermon Series. For more teachings and other resources, visit www.worshipharvest.org or call 0393-281-555. That is 0393-281-555.